A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 6:30.
55 in Ogden, 53 in Salt Lake.
So far, pretty light traffic on our commute overall. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this half hour, yes, your Utah Jazz have earned the top spot in the Western Conference, in the league, as a matter of fact, after finishing as the team with the most wins in the NBA.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik begins our live team coverage near Vivint Arena. John?
Yeah, Amanda, a win by the Phoenix Suns yesterday afternoon set the stage for the Jazz last night. A win and they would finish atop the Western Conference, a loss and they would slip down to number two. As it turns out, they had very little to sweat in a 121-99 beatdown of the Sacramento Kings here at Vivint Arena. Speaking afterwards, veteran Mike Conley said he's been around for a while, but this season certainly is special.
Telling the guys, like, this doesn't happen every so often where you're the number one seed and number one team in the whole NBA in the regular season. So enjoy the moment that we're in right now.
With a final record of 52-20, it's the first time in franchise history the Jazz finish as sole owners of the best record in the NBA. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
The team's going to have to wait until Friday night, though, to figure out who they'll get to play in the opening round of the playoffs. KSL News Radio's Randall Jepson continues our team coverage.
The Warriors, Lakers, Spurs, or Grizzlies, those are the teams the Utah Jazz could end up facing in the opening round. Now the Jazz have never met in the playoffs against the Grizzlies, but they have played the Lakers six times, and they've won two of those series. The Jazz have also beat the Golden State Warriors only once in the four times they've matched up in the playoffs. And for the San Antonio Spurs, well, they've played them five times in playoff history, and the Jazz have won three of those series. Randall Jepson, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Israeli warplanes pounded the Palestinian-held areas of Gaza overnight with more heavy airstrikes.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu defending Israel's actions on CBS's Face the Nation.
We're trying to degrade Hamas's terrorist abilities and to degrade their will to do this again. So it'll take some time. I hope it won't take long.
But many of those caught in the crossfire have been civilians. The Palestinian Health Ministry says 174 Palestinians have been killed since this latest conflict began, including 47 children and 29 women.
ABC's Julia McFarlane reporting.
States around the country are working to adjust their mask mandates following the CDC guidance that fully vaccinated people can mostly go without masks.
There is some concern about enforcing the rules. At least nine states banning so-called vaccine passports. But Oregon may soon require businesses to verify a customer's vaccination status before allowing them to go maskless.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert says Starbucks, Costco, Walmart, and Trader Joe's are now allowing vaccinated customers to go maskless in areas where local governments don't have mask mandates in place.
A flight from New York's JFK to San Francisco had to make an emergency landing after a passenger refused to wear a mask and is accused of making a scene on board. This passenger witnessed it all.
I think everyone was very uncomfortable, and I think he posed a flight risk. And again, kudos to the captain and the flight crew for keeping everyone safe and taking appropriate action.
The JetBlue crew landed in Minneapolis and handed the man over to police. Those on board say the man was yelling racial slurs and making inappropriate comments to women after he was asked to put on his mask during the flight.
The federal government provided $5.3 billion in PPP loans to Utah businesses last year. KSL News Radio's Dan Bama says several of them got $10 million, the maximum amount.
The Salt Lake Tribune reports Central Utah Clinic, also known as Revere Health, got $10 million in Paycheck Protection Program loans. So did restaurant operators Sizzling Caesars, Intermountain Employment Service, and Allison Baber Entertainment. The loans are forgivable if they're used for payroll and other qualifying business expenses. Tanner Clinic, Ogden Clinic, Granger Medical Clinic also got large PPP loans. West Tech Engineering received $9.4 million. Westminster College got $6.8 million. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman. We had some intense thunderstorms with wind and even hail rolling through the state Sunday evening, and we could see a few more thunderstorms pop up today.
Later on in the day today and then several days to come, we're going to be looking at the scattered thunderstorms, meaning the lightning strikes will be a possibility. So folks need to just keep that in mind as they're out and about in the afternoon. Watch out for the dark clouds. You may hear some of that thunder in the distance. Be mindful of lightning strikes.
Grant says temperatures will warm up tomorrow, but we will see cloudy skies on Wednesday and cooling next week.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.